this week's Theater Review, Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to the Theater Project in Baltimore. She caught the Happenstance Theater and their new production of Brouhaha.
I hope that when the world ends, we're surrounded by friends and take some joy in companionship. Maybe there will even be some songs, a bit of dancing, and a toast or two at a place called the Apocalypse Cafe. That's what goes on in Brouhaha, the ensemble-created work by Washington's Happenstance Theater, now at the Theater Project. Happenstance subtitles Brouhaha a clownesque escapade. A clown piece about the apocalypse may sound like a contradiction in terms, but there's something surprisingly comforting and charming about Brouhaha. The company credits inspiration ranging from Ingmar Bergman's The Seventh Seal to Samuel Beckett, mythology, and images of refugees fleeing Europe in World War II or the current turmoil in Syria. The Seventh Seal shows up early, when Brouhaha's six cast members enter in a row, when they line up, when they join hands. Bergman's movie, about a knight who challenges death during a plague, is a good fit for Brouhaha's end-of-the-world scenario. We never learn exactly what led to this dire circumstance. There are intimations of bombs and comas and drownings.
Imagine that the bomb's exploding outside, aren't really there. Imagine being held by a loved one in these, your last moments.
Of course, there's also plenty of clowning around in Brouhaha, albeit rather dark. Even the opening line, "Is this the end?" is a bleakly comic way to start things off. A little later, the performers, dressed in beige Edwardian costumes, get their hats mixed up. They start tossing them back and forth, a cheerful distraction from the threat of imminent annihilation. A song sung by Gwen Grasdorf about being all alone at last also turns out to be funny when musician Karen Hansen joins in, followed by the entire audience.
I am finally all alone. All alone. I am finally all alone. All alone. All alone.
There's lots of audience interaction in Brouhaha. At one point, Sarah Olmsted Thomas leads us in affirmations. You are a good friend. You have a great personality. To help bring a butterfly out of a coma, it's a Peter Pan Tinkerbell moment. And we're all patrons at the Apocalypse Cafe, where Sabrina Mandel takes our drink orders, Alex Vernon pantomimes mixing them, and the entertainment is provided by a girl group with a grim but fanciful name.
Dora and the Pandemic.
You know what it's like. The end of the workday. The end of the Friday. The end of the life. What are you gonna do?
More than once, an actor collapses, or they all fall down. It reminded me of Ring Around the Rosie, the children's game that was long thought to be connected to the Black Plague. This is Happenstance's fourth visit to the Theater Project. The high level of ensemble work continues to impress. These multifaceted actors, singers, clowns, mimes, and movement artists are so attuned to each other, it's easy to believe they'd be inseparable when the world ends. At various times in Brouhaha, Alex Vernon uses a clicker to see if we're all here. He doesn't just count the performers, he also counts everyone in the audience. And that's the point. We're all in this together. And glad that Happenstance is among us.
The Happenstance Theater's production of Brouhaha is at the Theater Project in Baltimore until May 22nd. We've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, Ben Jealous, the former head of the NAACP, and Charles Bethee, the curator of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, join me to talk about the Year of the Black Male at the Lewis Museum as Baltimore and the country continue to grapple with issues of inequality. Till then, for Nathan Sterner and the Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.